know, Kirtley's going over there to teach next year.
That's what I heard.
Going over there and live on imported fodder for the cows, so they'll have domestic milk. No seasonal changes or anything. Just Henry and the surf and the tourists.
Is he dining or is he just making a year?
No, he's going over there for good. Or whatever that means.
Well, he can change his mind.
Maybe. No, he's eager for it. He wants to study. He's a folklore man. And he wants to study some of these Polynesian myths and some of the folklore of the islands. Evidently, this is an area that hasn't been studied much. He's quite excited about it. He's
somehow sounds wonderful, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Sounds
I don't think
exciting.
I'd care for it for a steady diet, but it would be nice to go for summer school or something
so
like
that.
This. Huh. I had a friend who went one summer, took his car, wanted me to go along, but I got a job instead, pedestrian occupations. He spent his money and I just got rich. With $1 an hour.
Sounds like my job.
Well, you know, you have to stop every now and then and get rich for a little while.
Yeah. I think I went to Michigan that summer. I was thinking then of graduate school, and I wanted to see what it was like. It was a miserable mill for undergraduate work, but the graduate school was excellent when I eventually went up there.
Didn't Dr. go there?
Yeah, he was there for a short time, I think, back in the 30s or the 40s. I don't know which. But he finished at Columbia.
Yes, but I thought maybe he took a master's after.
Maybe he did. He might just have done it. I don't know if he got
or he might have just gone a year.
Yeah.
You know.
Actually, it doesn't really make much difference. The master's is just an obstacle in the way to a doctorate if you're going on for the PhD.
Well, when there was a pretty long break between his undergraduate work.
Yeah.
Then it's, I think maybe he just went that year to get into the
swing
of academic study.
I liked it very much. I think that would be my favorite school. It is for real education. It wouldn't be my favorite school to go to, but they really poured it on. If the sky has been clear and then a cloud appears and rain falls, someone said, well, how would you describe the day? How would you describe it?
Oh, I would probably say we had showers up and on.
The sky was clear, and then what happened? What I'm chasing here, particularly, is it came up a rain.
It came up a rain.
Is that familiar or?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It came up a rain. Uh-huh. Oh, you know, it came up a rain.
I never heard that in my life.
You did. Well, the rains came. Do you remember how they teased me when they built a dam out here, you know, for our new city lake? Did you hear the story about that?
No.
We have been.
He doesn't care.
Doesn't make any difference.
He doesn't care. He gets a word every now and then, don't you?
You
get a word every now and then whenever we're doing this.
Best way to get it.
And anyway, they got a mayor in, you know, that was real young and old. He was real ambitious and he was going to do a lot of things. But one of the things that he did was build this dam out here for our new city lake. And one of the things that we had always been short on was water around this town. So they would predict how many years it would be before this lake would fill up. Well, I want you to know